Okay, so what's your name and what does the way ahead mean to you?
Okay, my name's Caroline Rouse and I work for Aston Mansfield's Community Involvement Unit, which is a support organisation. And the way ahead really gave me hope for the future and really toned in and understood my world. In Newham, we've used and explored many of these ideas that are in this report and really just out of necessity and survival.
Have you got an example of how you think the way ahead has worked or could work?
Yes. Newham has a lot of deprived people in it. We're no longer at the bottom of the indices, but we still have large numbers of people encountering in-work poverty, a large migrant, refugee, asylum seeker population, some of whom are on benefits and some of whom have no recourse to public funds. And the Community Involvement Unit, as a support organisation, kept meeting groups trying to help these people, but despairing that there was so much to do and so little to do with it. So in response to a commissioning call, we brought together four medium-sized organisations that were working on this issue. One ran advice services, another dealt with homelessness and was a community anchor, the third was a counselling and women's support organisation, and ourselves, a support organisation, but also an organisation that runs very active community centres. While unsuccessful with a commissioning bid, this group stayed together and formed what we call the Poverty Partnership. So we meet regularly and we share ideas and good practice and generally sort of help develop each other. A recurring theme in all our meetings is the feeling that if we could only meet these families facing poverty earlier, it would be better for all. And it's out of that idea that the Community Buddies programme was born. Community Buddies are volunteers who've been helped out of poverty by these various projects that are partners in the Poverty Partnership. And these volunteers now buddy families facing exactly the same journey that they've just completed. Buddies are supported by the partnership. One of the organisations supervises and organises their work, but the rest of the partnership will help with their training, advice needs, so enabling them to be able to give the families they're working with empathy because they've just come from that journey, quality advice and support. Buddies will help identify their own training needs as well as any specific support needs that those families they're working with need. And then the project supervisor liaises with all the partners in the Poverty Partnership and beyond to find help to supply those training needs and support services. This has resulted in a complete raft of working partnerships that goes from money coaches, credit unions, counselling services, children's centres, family learning services, and specialist departments within the NHS Trust. This work's also led to a number of funding bids. First of all, we were funded for a pilot and an evaluation of the project, and now larger bids are being sought to roll out this work. To me, this demonstrates the whole idea of working together at a local level. Local communities have been helping to identify their needs and find their solutions, and we, as civil society organisations, have responded either directly, or support organisations like ourselves have used their knowledge and signposting to respond to all those needs, to such an extent that some of the organisations that the buddies now work with have dovetailed their services to respond to those needs. I think they just know that this is a project that works, and if you can get yourself a community buddy, the outcome for you and your family will be very positive. And I think it's the backstory that makes it seamless and joined up and uses the expertise of civil society and support organisations with their links and contacts throughout the whole sector that just bring them all together to tackle that one problem.